Ladies and gentlemen.
System loading.
The Kelly Mano Show.
We're on a mission from God.
Is on the air.
Is on the air. Are there any questions before we proceed?
Radio signal from another world.
In three.
What would you been waiting for?
Oh, kids, let's go.
Two.
Start the show. Start the show.
One.
I hate people.
Yeah?
So pissed off.
you expect more out of two ladies, dudes?
Men who dress as women Ludes? On the weekends? I don't know. So pissed off because, you know, we do this segment of where we interview people with cool jobs. We've had on a mortician, we've had on a gynecologist, we've had on a stripper, we've had on a fertility specialist. We're going to be having a TSA agent on really soon.
So awesome.
Yeah, it's a really fun segment. And not too long ago, I went and saw a drag show for fun for my friend's birthday. And I met some really cool drag queens, and I'm like, oh my God, we should totally have a drag queen on the show. And so I put out like a little all call, like, hey, does anybody know a drag queen? And I got flooded with inquiries because of course we're going to promote their show, their business, their page, people like coming on the show. It gives them a ton of promotion.
Yep.
And so I went with this, one guy who swore he was going to come. And then last week he bailed with an hour's notice. And then, so I said, okay, well, we're going to try to reschedule you. And so we rescheduled him for today. And he didn't show up. He just no show, no call, no shit, no nothing.
Nothing.
And what made me so mad is that, I started worrying that maybe he was having second thoughts about coming on the show, which is completely fine.
I get it.
It's not for everybody. And so I wrote him this week and I said, hey, we're going to, tape at 6:30. Are you sure you want to do this? I've had several other performers reach out to me. So if you don't want to do it, it's no big deal. I can call someone else. And he emailed me back. No, I'm doing it. I just need to know a time. And I said, okay, darling, I got you down at 7 o'clock for Saturday. I give him my address, all the information I need. And he writes back and says 7 will be perfect because we will actually already be in drag because we're coming from a drag brunch show.
It's well past brunch time.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And so, of course, now they're not answering their phone or emails. And it's just so damn rude.
Yeah, it is.
Like, we had the whole entire show built around it 2 weeks in a row now.
Catty bitches.
Yeah, seriously. If somebody freaking beats up a drag queen overnight and it's in the news in the morning, I did it.
Hey, point of contention. What show were they coming on?
The Kelly Mano Show?
Right. Yeah.
So what? I'll be the one that gets in trouble?
No. You just hadn't said who we are or what we're doing.
Yeah, well, that's just because I'm pissed off.
Right.
I'm just making sure everybody knew where we were and what we were doing and,
Well, it's just, it just puts us in a bad situation because I had two entire segments devoted to them. Number one, we were going to do an entire segment of the questions about being a drag queen. I've got all these questions that I prepared about how they got started, their first time on stage, how did you try out, where do you buy your shoes, who does your makeup. I worked hard on this.
Sure.
So that was going to be an entire segment. And then we had another segment we were going to do called Never Have I Ever, which is a game we like to play whenever our fun guests come on. And it's so much fun. And so they just didn't show up. And so that leaves us with absolutely nothing. So I'm super crabby. I'm pissed off at the drag queens. What a weird job I have.
I mean, you know what? I know you're going to get an email from them either tonight or tomorrow.
With some dumb shit excuse.
But you know what? You're done. We're moving on to someone else.
Bye-bye. So if anybody knows a reliable drag queen, they would like to come on the show.
redeem drag queens in the eyes of the show.
Seriously, because they've screwed me over 2 weeks in a row now. And that's so damn rude because I had so many people that came on and wanted to do it. And I think that anyone who knows me knows that my biggest pet peeve in the world is people who waste my time because I don't have a lot of it. It's not like I just sit around and not do anything all day. I run two businesses. I have three kids, and my time is so damn valuable that when somebody wastes my time, I want to rip my damn hair out.
Plus, let's keep in mind now that you know, you've sent Jimmy and the kids out of the house.
Yes, twice. Well, they didn't need to. Twice now.
Yeah, they didn't need to be out.
And not because, you know, not because I'm afraid for my kids to see drag queens.
It's more of a courtesy to them. Like, not only you don't them, want them walking into a house full of kids and pets and chaos.
Right. And it was more because of the questions that I had to ask.
Right.
You know, that I didn't want my kids to hear. So this is 2 weeks in a row now that Jimmy has packed up the kids and left the house so I could do a job with them. And they are just dickheads.
Yeah.
Or bitches. That's what you are. You're a bitch.
Yup.
Now, if they're like dead in a ditch, I'll be feeling really bad. If they're dead in a ditch, we're not airing the show, so it doesn't matter.
Well, we got time.
Yeah, so we better watch the local news.
Yeah. So, drag queen, this is for you. Right in your face. Right in your big size 13 shoe face.
Nice.
In other news, I joined Snapchat this week, and it took me about 2 days to send a picture of my butt to somebody.
There you go.
Yeah.
That's what it's there for.
Just when I thought, like, I was really growing up and maturing.
Snapchat was not for anyone who's mature or grown up.
I guess not. And so I didn't know what Snapchat was. For a long time, I just assumed that it was for teenagers to send each other booby pictures.
Correct.
Because what happens is you send a picture to somebody and then it disappears.
Theoretically.
Well, of course, now you can screenshot it. So if you're a teenager, and it tells you if they screenshot it.
Yeah. Here's my only worry. You know, somewhere on some server,
they're somewhere saving all that shit
in the Snapchat offices, wherever the hell that is.
Yeah.
It goes somewhere.
Well, it doesn't.
First rule of the internet. Nothing that has ever been sent electronically is ever fully deleted.
But not only, so you can communicate with people on Snapchat. You can even call people on Snapchat. You can have video conferences with them. And your phone doesn't save any of it.
Yeah.
And so at first I thought, okay, this is really funny. And, you know, it's a great way because my Instagram and my Facebook are all very, very public. And if you're not in our Facebook chat group, you miss a lot of fun. So, find me on Facebook, join our group. So Snapchat, I thought, is a great way for, like, just me and my close friends to be like, hey, look at this picture of a turd I dropped in the toilet and send it to each other. And so because
we call that taking the Browns to the Super Bowl.
Yes, because it doesn't stay on your phone. So it's not like a friend.
Or theirs.
Or it's not like a friend could be looking through it and then get rid of it. And so my friend Melissa, who has been my friend since we were like in third and fifth grade, I like did the like Kim Kardashian over the shoulder in the mirror of my butt hanging out, you know, which is hysterical because I have no butt. And she was the recipient of my first butt picture and she's very flattered. And then it just disappeared. So it's not my phone anymore. But then I started thinking, I'm like, how do you guys feel about this? I don't even think I have told Jimmy yet that I've joined Snapchat, but he has access to my phone and could see it at any time. I think as a married person, you maybe don't belong on Snapchat. Don't you think that's kind of playing with fire?
I mean, if you're doing it for the reasons that you're there, yeah. It's not like you downloaded Tinder.
Oh, no. Is that where you, like, swipe if you like people?
Yeah.
Right.
It's supposed to be a dating site, but it's widely considered to just be a hookup site.
A hookup site. Well, because, you know, Jimmy and I know every marriage is different. But Jimmy and I do, like, open marriage, like, as far, not like we're swingers. But
I was like, whoa.
Wait a minute.
I was like, that briefly contradicts comments from the previous show. Did you see how quick he bristled when I jokingly suggested?
Oh, yeah.
Holy crap.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
I was
like,
well, we could have like a kid type thing, and like immediately Jimmy was like, "No, I'm gonna punch that dude in the face." I was like, no, follow me out.
Yeah, I always tell people how like overprotective and like stalkerish Jimmy is, and nobody ever believes me because he's like so laid back all the time, and then once in a while people get to see it, and it's like, told you.
It was pretty funny.
Yeah, no, I always call Jimmy my stalker, but you know, because he's my stalker and because we're married, like we don't have passwords that we keep from each other.
Right.
Like we have access to each other's email anytime if we wanted to check it, because we're married, and so, you know, you don't really keep secrets in a marriage. So I think I might have to delete my Snapchat or talk to him about it at least, because, you know, you can have entire conversations with people that just go away. And that's really scary.
I mean, I think he understands why you would have that. And I'm sure you guys have a level of trust where he knows.
We have a really great level of trust, but it's almost like, it's almost like you're playing with fire.
Well, yeah.
You know?
I mean, look, the last three girlfriends I've had have all wanted to know why I have passwords on my phone and my iPad and all that.
I think girlfriends are different, though.
It's and I told them straight out, like, it's not me. It's my company, whichever one I've worked for, has wanted me to do it. Because I have addresses and phone numbers for extraordinarily high-profile people in my phone.
Yes.
If I would ever lose this or leave it somewhere and it wasn't blocked, you know, you'd have Slash's address. You'd have, like, all these musicians' information.
Wait, what's your password?
Yeah.
Well, I don't have a password on my phone, and I have a whole plethora of athletes in my phone.
Same thing.
So if somebody wanted to call David Backus or Mike Matheny.
Now, do you have them under their actual names?
No. Okay. That is where I got it differently, is that I have changed.
Yep.
And I know the code names because Rocky and his buddies.
Right.
But the funny thing is if you ever get in my phone, TJ Oshie's number is under not TJ Oshie.
That's awesome.
And Rocky has still not figured that out. It's because he's so sweet and gullible. But yeah, no, I mean, our phones combined with the athletes that I work with and the rock stars that you work with would be very valuable to somebody. I don't have a password, but I've got them all camouflaged.
Yeah.
Mine is not,
but it's because I have a password.
Although now that I've said that, I'm going to have to change not TJ Oshie to like
something else.
Probably not TJ Oshie.
Yeah. Well, still not TJ Oshie.
I'm not cool enough. I just have my sister-in-law's phone number.
Yeah, I don't think anyone's going to hack your phone. But.
Right.
All right, well, we're going to go to break, and you're going to notice you're going to hear lots of fun drag queen music and stuff that I planned for those assholes. We're still playing it.
You know, it's a shame. If your daughters are here, I'd say just have them give me a makeover, and I'll be a drag queen.
No shit. Like, that was going to be awesome, was getting a picture of me and you and the two drag queens.
Yeah.
And I don't know who the other one was that he was bringing, so I don't mean to call her names or him, because he may have not had anything to do with it, but the one that I have been communicating with...
Guilty by association.
You know exactly who you are, asshat. Kiss it. I'm going to have a prettier drag queen in next week.
That's right.
And I'm going to promote the shit out of her.
And they'll be skinnier with better boobs?
I don't know if they have...
Question mark?
We're going to leave it there. We'll be right back.
Kelly Mano Show.
Sassy, classy, and a little smartassy.
Okay, the classy part might be a stretch.
It's the Kelly Mano Show.
All right, that music can only mean one thing.
Tacos and burritos.
We are talking about La Tijana, the family-owned authentic Mexican restaurant and grocery store located right here in North County. Brenda and Tony have been keeping La Tijana open 7 days a week and 365 days a year because they are dedicated to their customers. Those people do not take a day off.
Nope. That's intense.
That's really intense. If you are feeling frisky, you can try their goat soup. It's really popular.
Ooh.
I know, right? Or if you want to play it safe like me, they've got great tacos, fajitas. Make sure you ask for the secret banana chocolate burrito. And again, I can't stress enough that it is a family-owned atmosphere. If you go there, say hi to Brenda or Tony. Tell them Kelly Mano. What is my name?
Kelly Mano?
Tell them that Kelly Mano sent you.
That lady. That lady with the show.
Pretty soon, you will be a regular there like Gary. Gary, when you walk in, do they all yell, Norm, like on Cheers?
No, they actually say weed, but...
Oh, they do.
They do.
They really do. Weed, you're here.
Well, we love our sponsors here at the Kelly Mano Show. They were Riverfront Times voted them the best Mexican restaurant in 2015. Post-Dispatch said La Tijana is one of St. Louis's best spots in all of St. Louis for Mexican fare. They are located in North County at 3149 North Lindbergh Boulevard. They also have a website, which is www.latejanetaqueria.com. You can give them a call at 314-290-8500. If you missed all that and you didn't get a chance to write it down, just go to kellymano.com later today and we'll have it for you there.
She finally found a job
that doesn't require a bra. The Kelly Mano Show is on the air.
Stupid. stupid bitch-ass drag queens. I will catfight a bitch.
This song actually came up on my iTunes on the way over.
It did?
Yep.
Well, I downloaded it for our drag queens. It didn't show up.
Awesome.
Now we're never going to find out how they do the tuck.
I mean, not from those, but we'll get another one in.
Yeah.
Right. Well, that is something we definitely, that's a must.
Well, why don't you guys just go in the bathroom and try it and tell me how it works?
Look, I'm going to let you in a little secret. There's not a dude in this world who hasn't attempted to try it.
Really?
Right.
Yeah.
Oh, you know what? Yeah. No. Okay. I know. I remember some kids.
I don't know how they make it work as good as they do, but.
I just don't know how it stays there the whole time. I could see how you'd stick it there for a bit, but.
Yeah.
I don't know, man.
It's. Like I said a few weeks ago when we first started talking about this, I went to a drag burlesque show where they stripped down to their underwear.
Whoa!
Yeah, and like a lot of them were wearing thongs. And my first thought was like, how are you hiding that? I don't know.
Maybe tape?
Yeah, I was going to say duct tape.
I know that.
Yeah, but wouldn't you see the duct tape?
Well, when people in movies have like really graphic sex scenes, they have something called a modesty patch,
yeah,
which is like a patch of like skin color, like leather, if you will,
right,
that you just put over the smallest area of your private part that needs to be covered.
Right.
So you can do the horizontal polka.
Do the thing. Without actually doing the thing.
Yeah. Without actually doing
You know what movie did not use the modesty patch was Purple Rain. Holy balls.
Oh, what?
There is a scene that takes place. Takes place in Prince's basement.
Yeah.
Where I'm fairly sure, like, she keeps her underwear on, but I'm 99% sure that he's rubbing on the bean.
Well, you know, they say that in the movie with Halle Berry and Billy Bob Thornton,
Monsters Ball.
That they really did the deed.
I've heard a couple of movies like that. Now they've all escaped my head, but there's a few urban legends like
that.
Yeah,
and if you've ever seen Monsters Ball, which I have, I couldn't tell you anything about the movie, but holy cow, I remember that really graphic.
Oh, one of them is Clockwork Orange.
Oh, yeah.
Apparently in Clockwork Orange, every sex scene is legitimately a sex scene.
I guess if they really want to, I don't know. I've never seen Clockwork Orange, so.
You need to do a lot of drugs.
Right. Oh, no. Yeah, that's definitely a. Yeah.
You not really being a 70s rock music fan or a drug person?
Nope.
Yeah, you'd be like, this is dumb.
Yeah, pretty much. So something that was in the news this week, Mesa Arizona High School football player, you know, it's the end of the year, so yearbooks are coming out.
Yep.
And you know... You know, like the standard yearbook football photo. It's got like
the big team photo.
It's got everyone's like 60 guys in it.
Yep, right. Everybody's on the bleachers.
Why are those football teams so big?
They're wearing pads, you know.
No, but like, why are there so many of them?
Because 53 guys on a team.
You figure you have 11 on offense, 11 on defense. There's 22 people.
So why do you need the other 30?
All right, two strings of each in case someone gets hurt. Now you're up to 44.
That's stupid.
And then a kicker.
A punter.
Yeah, it's really not that
much.
Pinta
and a Santa Maria.
Right.
Okay.
When you think about it, it's really just two lines of each person.
Okay. So yearbook photos came out. This kid in Arizona, Red Mountain High School. Okay, according to police, Hunter Osborne, 19 years old. First of all, why are you 19 and still in high school?
Yeah.
Said he was dared by a teammate to expose his penis when the team photo was taken at the school bleachers. So that photo was put in the yearbook. Now, at the time, Osborne was 18 years old when the photo was taken.
That's okay. That's it. He's being charged now, not when he was in high school.
He faces 69 counts of indecent exposure.
Nice. Why 69? A, number one, 69 counts. But why 69 counts?
Well, because the number of people in the photo and then the people that took the photo, there were 69 people total. So he has been arrested. He was taken to jail. He's been charged as an adult, and it's going to go on his permanent record. He's going to have to register as a sex offender.
So absolutely, 100% the stupidest thing I have ever heard.
Wait.
The punishment is stupid, or what the kid did was stupid?
The punishment. I mean, the kid doing something stupid is a kid doing something stupid.
Right.
But, and I understand maybe getting punished.
Yeah.
But...
I've said for a long time that I think that we need to readdress who and what we put people on sex offender lists for.
I've said that too. Now, make sure I come back to that part of the conversation.
Okay.
Because I tried very hard to find the unedited photo of this because I thought it was important to see. Because first of all, you know, there's...
How visible is it?
Right. Because, like, is it completely hanging out? Is it just...
Have you ever seen the movie Teen Wolf?
No, but you told me what happens in the end of it.
At the end credits of Teen Wolf, what's even better is it's in slow-mo. At the very end, it's panning across the bleachers of the high school basketball court. And in that shot, as it's panning across the bleachers of the basketball court, there is a dude with his dick full-on flopping out of his jeans. And it made it past the cut, and it was in theaters, and it's on the DVD and all of that. If you go online and YouTube,
you'll find it.
And YouTube, what was it?
Teen
Wolf credits. It'll be there.
Well, let me tell you that I started researching this and I stopped very quickly because
Teen Wolf 2, by the way, because no one ever needs to see anything about Teen Wolf 2.
Well, when you start Googling things like football player penis photo, I am now getting like porn pop-ups.
Kelly, we've had this discussion. Remember like a month and a half ago when you were trying to show me the
bump on my mouse?
No, when you were trying to show me the lady from Bulgaria or whatever it was.
Yes.
And you typed in Bulgarian lady in her bra.
Yes. If anybody ever comes on my computer, they're just going to think I'm a porn addict. Another time, one of my kid's dumb mouse had like this bump on it, and I was trying to figure out what was wrong with it. So I started Googling pictures like a bump on my mouse, and it was like all vaginas.
Wow.
I'm like, where did this come from? So yeah, I think that the punishment is definitely way too harsh. I do think that he needed to have some kind of punishment because...
Oh, for sure.
What is to stop people from doing this over and over and over again? I mean...
You're not going to, by the way. Like, dumb pranks are part of high school.
I remember a kid in high school took a football picture, and instead of having his hands on his knees, he had his middle finger sticking out, and like that made it in. And I think that stuff like that is just... I think that he should have had to pay to have all of the yearbooks reprinted.
Agreed.
I think that
I think the cost of having a new photo taken and reprints should have come out of him.
Yeah. I think that all of that should have happened. I think he probably, I don't know if you have like a letter or something from being, maybe have that taken away, you know, his high school.
Should have had his varsity letter taken away. Yeah.
You know, right. I think that there was a lot of other ways to do this rather than have him register as a sex offender.
For life.
Like Haas said, like our sex offender rules are really, really messed up.
Yeah.
And I don't have an answer for how to change them because that's why I host a radio show and I'm not.
No, I agree.
I don't have a smart person job.
I have a very large issue with the fact that for the rest of his life, that kid is going to be in the same category as a violent serial rapist.
Exactly. And I have an issue with the whole age cutoff thing. You know, the whole thing with the 18 years old makes it really, really weird when you've got like a 17-year-old and a 19-year-old who are in a consensual relationship. If the dad of the girl finds out, he can sue the kid.
To that accord, and I don't remember who exactly it was, and names aren't important, but friends of my mom, and I believe it was back when she was a teacher, one of her students' parents, I believe, came in and said, just so you know, or I'm sorry, emailed and said, just so you know, I won't be able to come to parent-teacher conferences because I am a registered sex offender.
And here's, I can't be near a school.
And here's why. He was prosecuted by the father of his girlfriend his junior year in high school for having a consensual sexual relationship. Footnote, they went on to get married.
That is absolutely amazing.
He is married to the woman who is responsible roundabout for him now being a sex offender.
I wonder if he's...
That is wrong.
And
he should be able to go to court and be like, I married the woman.
But you can't, and let me tell you why.
I know.
So this is a whole other story everybody's got like a story that they've never told. And mine, and I'm not even going to get into it right now, but I have a family member who was sent to prison for molesting his children. And it turned out to be not true. We all felt it wasn't true at the time. But he served 7 years in prison. And it wasn't until his kids came forward and admitted in a letter to me that it never happened and that their mom had brainwashed them. Right. And so, again, this is a story that I can't. I can tell you guys off the air. But anyway, so they wrote me a letter. I had to go to the courts and testify and all this stuff. And so they let him out of prison. But the
they won't expunge it.
No, the tape that he would have had to go through, it would have been like an entire other trial to get that off of his record. And A, he didn't have the money. He didn't have the time. He had just gotten out of prison.
That's such BS. In a case like that where it is obvious that it's not true, like, just take it off the, like, how much work does it really take for the courts to tell the county clerks or whatever, expunge it?
I had to take the letter to the courts, to his attorney, and show it to them. And to this day, I've got it still in my basement.
Bureaucratic red tape is one of the most infuriating things in the world.
Don't you think we could solve almost all of our problems with our judicial system? That if there were, like, clear-cut laws out there and things weren't up to the discretion of judges, who I think we give way too much power to, then it would be so much better. I mean, what if there was like a clear-cut rule, like, if you get a DUI, you're going straight to jail for 24 hours.
Yeah.
If you get your second DUI, you're going to jail for a week. And if you get your third, I mean, like, how many people would think twice about that?
If you get your third, get used to taking the bus.
Yeah, exactly. Right. I mean, and that's just off the top of my head.
Yeah.
It's just like, you know, like in baseball with the performance enhancing drugs.
Yeah.
You know, it's like the first time it's 50 games, the second time it's 80 games, the third time
it's
you are gone.
Yeah. I just think that so many things, I think that our law system, whatever you call it, our judicial system is so effed up.
Well, I think that we as a society trying to paint things with a very broad brush.
Right.
And there's too many things that are far too important, like a sex offender list.
Yeah.
To classify someone like this kid who made a stupid teenage prank
joke.
To put him in the same category as a serial molester or rapist or whatever. It's just not right.
No, and it looks like he's got a lot of support. All of his neighbors, some teachers, some friends are saying, look, this is a good kid. He made a really stupid decision.
Which we've all done.
Oh, God.
Are you kidding me? The amount of dumb
shit I did
in school.
Yeah, now he's not going to get to go to college now, probably.
Thank God we were not raised with social media. Could you imagine?
Thank God we weren't raised in the era of everyone having to be PC and everybody being offended about everything.
Oh, yeah. I'm still not.
I wouldn't have survived.
No, not at all.
Nope.
No, and I'm not teaching my kids to be PC, so they might have a little bit of trouble.
There is a difference between PC and common sense, and unfortunately I feel like we've gotten those wires crossed.
Oh, yeah, like the fact that we're going to be voting for either Trump or Hillary here in November. Seriously, can we get a do-over? What the hell happened?
Yeah, we need to Control-Alt-Delete on that.
Shit. All right. Okay, we'll be right back. It's the Kelly Mano Show.
Kelly Mano Show.
Princess of the 90s is now the queen of the minivan carpool. It's the Kelly Mano Show.
The Kelly Mano Show is brought to you by Rachel Witt and Remax Real Estate. She is a veteran in the real estate business with 13 years under her belt and a team of six people who work with her. Rachel is all about the service, not the sales. She's been working with the Manos for a really long time now. Selling a house is stressful. having a house on the market is stressful. If we did not have Rachel here, not just to give us information, but to let me vent and to let me scream and to let me, you know, vent out all my frustrations of the ups and downs and the roller coasters. If we did not have her with us, I don't know that we would still be doing this. If you are selling a home, she doesn't just do photos. She can do a beautiful video of your home. Like I said, she has put up with the Manos. She can put up with you. If you are interested in buying or selling a home, you can visit her website, homesalesinstcharles.com. You can also give her a call at 636-720-3836. And if you're just sort of new into the market and might be looking for a home in the next year or two, just send her a quick email. Let her know what you're looking for. She can put you on this portal. Her email chain can let you know what's popped up on the market. You can check it from your phone or from your home just to see what's going on. And again, if you are looking to buy or sell a home, call Rachel Wood today at 636-720-3836.
Now that we found love, what are we gonna do with it?
Yeah, yeah. Now that we found love, what are we gonna do?
What are we gonna do
with it? Now that we found love, what are we gonna do with it?
One, two, tell me what you got.
All right, we're gonna talk about it.
Oh, Heavy D.
We're going to talk about it. We're not talking about Heavy D.
No?
Heavy D's dead.
True.
Rest in peace, Heavy D.
And done.
What?
And done.
And we're out.
So we've avoided talking about the bathroom thing for a while now.
All right.
Just because I kind of feel like I'm not important enough to talk about it. But at the same time,
I think that's the problem. I don't think it should matter if you're important or not. I think this is an every person issue.
Yeah.
Right.
I mean, I have kids. I mean, I use a bathroom. So it involves me. Because this all started a couple months ago. It started with Bruce Springsteen. I don't like him in the first place, regardless of anything else.
I need to change that. It's not that you don't like him. You just don't know
enough. Right.
Well, he canceled a show in North Carolina because of their bathroom law that states that... you have to use the bathroom of the gender in which you were born. And I see, I got this confused. I thought that North Carolina was the one where some guys like wouldn't sell a cupcake to some gay people or something.
That's also there.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So North Carolina's got some problems.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah, that should be the state motto.
Right. Because, you know, saying that you have to use the bathroom of the gender that you're born with is unfair to people who have legitimately transitioned to another sex and live life as a male, female, regardless right. of what's in their underwear. You know, if you're living every day as a female, I'm fine. And I think most of my people I know are okay with you using the bathroom that the girls use. But then you have the complete other side of the spectrum. So you've got North Carolina acting like assholes, saying right. you have to use the one you're born in and not to take into consideration people who have transitioned. And then you've got the other side of it who are equally assholes saying, you know what? We should just let everybody use whatever bathroom that they want. And somewhere in the middle of that is a whole bunch of fucking common sense.
Yeah.
That nobody seems to care about.
No, because, again, we talked a little bit about in the last break, we now live in a society of absolutes. There's no such thing as compromising common sense. It's, I want everything my way. No, I want everything my way. And no one wants to concede that the other side has valid points.
Exactly. And I think that both sides are acting like complete idiots.
Yes.
I do believe that there is a small population of the people who are transgender. And I think that we should treat them with kindness and compassion. But
absolutely.
But I don't think that somebody who decides to cross dress on the weekend for fun should be allowed to share a bathroom with me.
No, I agree. You know, and that's, I know that the bulk of this argument comes from people who make the argument, well, you're now opening up the door for sexual predators to go into the opposite bathrooms.
Yeah.
And the anti-argument of that is, oh, yeah, because that's happened so many times. That's not the point. I believe the point that these people are trying to make is, yeah, it hasn't happened in the past because you haven't given that group of people a loophole to get in.
Right, because...
And I'm not saying that you're going to see molesters rush in by the dozens.
No.
However, you now have a way for them, regardless of how they're dressed, to say, hey, I identify as a woman. I need to be in here.
Exactly.
I mean, right now, just to play devil's advocate, I'm wearing jeans and a hockey jersey. If you stopped me from going into the women's bathroom and I went, I identify as a woman, and slammed my hands on the table.
Right.
Are you going to doubt me?
No, you have fingernail polish on.
Yep.
What if I identify as a spider monkey and I want to shit on the floor?
Well, and you know what's funny is I did see a meme. You know that one lady who's basically spent hundreds of thousands of dollars to do plastic surgery to make herself
yes.
like a cat?
Yes.
So that meme is going around right now.
Yes.
Right. And the meme is, I identify as a cat, where's my litter box?
Exactly. Right.
So, look, my thought is, let's give everybody a year, 2 years, take all your men's rooms, take all your women's rooms. You have gigantic rooms that you've basically just made rows of stalls.
Mm-hmm.
Blow it all out. You have the plumbing and put in a bank of 14 one-holer
right.
door unisex bathrooms. One in, one out.
Well,
it works at concerts. You have rows of porta-potties.
That's true, but girls need mirrors. And
you could have a mirror in there. I'm talking like
yeah.
a full-on toilet, sink, mirror, everything.
Yeah.
But it's you go to restaurants, and there's like it's not unlike some restaurants. You'll walk into the men's room. I've never walked into a woman's room before. And for the bank of stalls, it'll be five or six full-on doored, closed
right.
stalls.
Which would be, well, I don't even, listen, boys are gross, okay? I don't even share a bathroom with my husband. You guys pee on the toilet seat.
Right.
And, like, girls, we do stuff in bathrooms, okay? We've got, you know, we've got tampons to change. Stuff to talk about. We're fixing our boobs. We're checking for boogers.
Yep.
Like that's my, like... Here's what makes me so mad is that your gender doesn't define you, but it isn't effing irrelevant. Quit acting like our gender is effing irrelevant. It's not. Like 0.3% of the population is transgender, and we should be very kind to those people. But that doesn't mean that we ignore the other 99.3%.
Well, and that is always the eternal argument is, does the need of the one outweigh the need of the many? And I tend to agree with you that no, it does not. And that I think the only way that you can reasonably appease both sides is to make things one whole unisex.
Right.
It's the only way you're going to do it without bitching at someone.
Yep,
but
agree.
Then you're going to have lines, but you got lines anyway.
No shit. I think that yeah, give every business, you know, I would even fund a grant, you know,
yeah.
taxes to make every business provide a one-holer, you know, like a girls' bathroom, boys' bathroom, and then a one-holer. Not just for transgender people, but
yep.
for like dads with daughters and, you know, handicapped people that
yep.
need more space, you know,
I mean,
whatever.
And that's, like, yeah, and you see people now have like family restrooms.
Right.
Or, you know, handicapped, except, like, things like that's fine. Blow out your men's room, blow out your women's room. You've already got the plumbing for however many toilets.
Yeah.
Just
reroute
take
it.
Each one of those, reroute it into an own separate room in that space that you've already allotted, which is a gigantic space.
Yeah.
Like, you walk into a Target and you've got damn near a basketball court.
Yeah.
If you combine the floor footprint
right.
for those bathrooms, you could easily put in a dozen one-hole toilets.
Yeah, I haven't been to Target since they changed the policy, and I don't know when I'm going to go back. I don't
yeah.
feel comfortable there, and it's not because I don't feel comfortable sharing a bathroom with a transgender woman. I have no worries about that.
I have
that.
No problems at all, but
I don't want a grown man to be able to walk in the bathroom when me and my daughter are in there using it.
Yeah.
And it's like, so the people, okay, so imagine, this is how I feel about this situation. I feel like, let's say there's an intersection, like a four-way intersection, and there's a lot of accidents at this intersection. And the people are like, okay, how are we going to fix this so that these cars aren't wrecking so bad? And everybody's like, let's just remove all the lines and the stoplights and let them figure it out.
Yeah.
That's not the answer.
No.
And I think that the one-holer idea is really good. I think another idea is that, I have no idea. How do you get your sex changed on your ID? Like, if you transition, can you go
that's
apply?
A great question.
I don't believe
I don't
that
know.
You, from what I've been reading through all of this,
yeah.
I do not believe it's actually possible to do that.
So even if you have the procedure done.
Correct.
and you have gender reassignment surgery.
Correct.
You can't go to the state and say, hey.
I think you're wrong. I think you can change anything you want. I could go change my name to Princess Consuela Banana Hammock.
True.
So, you have to have documentation showing that. You have to have legal documentation mm-hmm. showing that your name is Princess Consuela.
No, you can change your name to anything you want.
Yeah, I think it's like it's a couple grand, but yeah, you can do it.
So I, as far as I know,
yeah.
You know, so that would be another thing is that, you know, anyone who has legitimately transgendered or even I don't care what's in your underwear. I'm not looking. I'm in my own stall, and I'm just gonna go ahead and say something that's not PC, but that's not what this show is. So I don't care. Listen. If you're that good at being transgendered, nobody's going to notice.
No, I agree.
Okay?
I agree.
All right? But if some dude with an Adam's apple throws on a sundress and has a 5 o'clock shadow and shows up in the bathroom, he needs his ass kicked out of there.
Yeah.
And it really made me mad in Hillsborough last year whenever they had like a transgender student that, you know, all of these girls were saying, we don't want him to share our bathroom with us. You know, he just became transgendered this year. Sure. We're not comfortable with it. And we told all of those girls that their voice doesn't matter.
Yeah.
Where the hell are my feminists? Where are they?
Yeah.
Right. They're the ones saying, let's all just hold hands and piss hands with boys and girls because it doesn't matter anymore.
Yeah. You know, it's, you're never going to get 100% of the people to agree on this. And it's, I see both sides, and that's where I try to take a step back because I have the opinion that matters least of anyone on this planet is a straight white male.
Well, no, that everybody thinks your opinion doesn't mean anything, but...
But, I mean, you know, really, truly, as me taking a step back, I really think the only way you get rid of it and you make everybody happy and you're still got people pissed off is to just make a series of banks of... These are our 12 bathrooms.
Yeah.
When someone's in it, if you're a girl, now it's a woman's room.
Right.
When the next person goes in, if you're a dude, now it's a men's room.
If you walk in, you like a cat?
It's a litter box.
It's a litter box.
Yeah. Right. You know, it's like your bathroom in your hall doesn't say men or women's. It's whoever's in there.
Exactly.
That's what it is.
Yeah.
And that's what we're going to have to do.
Call me old-fashioned. I really don't want to share bathrooms with boys. I just don't. It has very little to do with transgender people. I don't want to share a bathroom with my own husband.
I shared a men's room with my girlfriend once.
You did? Oh, I bet you weren't. Yeah. I bet you weren't peeing or pooping.
Nope.
See, we should have played Never Have I Ever. I think that question was in there tonight.
Did you watch the show Ally McBeal?
A little bit.
Yeah, I mean, they had a unisex bathroom on that show.
Did they?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, they all walked in there
and more
all the
common.
Time. And
it's really one of my favorite restaurants in St. Louis has two restrooms, and they're both unisex one holders.
I just think that the really conservative side of things are acting like assholes by not being kind and compassionate to people
Everyone
who transition.
Is. Everyone's
right. And then I think the people on the right who are saying, F it, let's just all sing Kumbaya and piss together. No, I just think there's a giant hole of common sense in the middle. And this is new territory for all of us.
Yeah,
we're all navigating this together. And I think that we need to talk about it and take it one step at a time.
And I think we also need to get to the point where the people who have a problem with or an issue with it need to not immediately be labeled closed-minded or hateful or
no.
There's legitimate concerns.
I don't have a hateful bone in my body. I'm not a mean-spirited person at all, except when somebody...
Yeah, you're not a bigot if you disagree.
No, I'm not a bigot at all. Listen, if I'm pissed at you, you will know because I will send shit to you in the mail.
It's true.
That's my thing.
Right.
So unless I'm sending shit to a transgender person, I have no problems with them whatsoever. It has very little to do with them and just more with...
Common sense is not alive in this country.
It's not. We should go. The Spice Girls are almost done with their song. So thanks for sticking with us, even though the show didn't go the way it was planned. I think it went okay. Until next week, stay sassy, classy, and a bit smart-assy. How about on three we say F the drag queen? One, two, three.
F the drag queen!
Thank you very much.